Last year, a man that used to work in my high school passed away. A friend of mine commented about the man's passing on Facebook. And he says that he was glad for the discipline that he had gotten from this particular man that passed away. That without that man's particular style of discipline, he wouldn't be where he is today. Do you know what kind of discipline he was talking about? Beating. Yes, beating. Okay. Literally, the man's job in my school was discipline through flogging, through beating. He disciplined us through beating us. So this is how it works. You are a teacher, you can't control your students, or your students did something, maybe they didn't do the assignment or anything like that. You call the man, he comes to your class, he flogs the hell out of the students. That's what he does. He will stay at the gate to catch latecomers to school and flog the hell out of them. There's hardly any person who has gone 6 years, that was how it used to be, from junior secondary school to senior secondary school. There's hardly anyone who has gone through those 6 years without getting flogged. Really, no matter how disciplined you are, how adherent you are to the rules. Because sometimes you actually got beaten, not because you did anything, because you happen to be among those that did something. For example, many times a teacher had called upon this man to come to our class and beat everybody. Beats everybody. Whether or not you are making noise, talking while the teacher was talking, you got beaten. So that's how the innocent ones got into this mess. But that's not what I want to talk about, really. Meaning, I don't want to narrate the story. That wasn't what I'm making this podcast. The fact that my friend believed, truly believed that beating is equal to discipline. Child abuse is equal to discipline. That is what is most disheartening. And that is unfortunately how I used to see it. I swear to God. Before now, I thought that beating children actually is a means, is a method of good discipline. They do something wrong, you beat them and they correct it. Terrible, terrible, terrible. Beating innocent souls. Okay. If your children are misbehaving, they learned it from you and their environment. So literally, you are the cause. They weren't born like that. They weren't born like that. It is terrible that in many parts of the world, this happens. This breaks my heart right now. And one of the reasons that I'm doing this podcast to help a little bit, maybe I'll be able to help to convince one person to stop beating their children. And it's a huge, huge work in the parts where I want to work on. Africa, Nigeria, my place, my family. It is normal, part of our cultures, to discipline our children beating. I did that. I did that in school. I used to be a teacher. This is something that has been done to me, and I'm using the same thing. Terrible, terrible, absolutely terrible. So I was just thinking about how this, my friend thought, it's a good thing. I had come to school late several times. No one asked me why I was late. I just got beaten. Yeah, I just got beaten. That's how it works when I was going to school. God damn it. Man, this is heartbreaking. So really, if you are listening to this, there's a lot you could do just in this area alone. And that is fundamental to making the world better. Because when we teach children that to solve problems, you don't need to use force, man, the world gets a lot better. A lot better, my friends. Thank you. I'm going to stop here, and I'll talk to you later.